70-178. Exodus 6, the doctrine of charity, no one can know what good is, as understood in the spiritual sense, unless he knows what love toward the neighbor and love to God are. And no one can know what evil is, unless he knows what the love of self and the love of the world are. Nor can anyone know from inward acknowledgement what the truth is which is of faith, unless he knows what good is, and unless he is in good. Nor can anyone know what falsity is, unless he knows what evil is. Consequently, no one can examine himself, unless he knows what good from its two loves is, and what truth from good is, and unless he knows what evil from its two loves is, and what falsity from evil is. 70-179. There are two faculties in man. One is called the understanding, and the other the will. The will has been given man for the sake of the good which is of love, and the understanding for the sake of the truth which is of faith. For the good which is of love has relation to the will, and the truth which is of faith has relation to the understanding. The one faculty communicates in a wonderful way with the other. They join themselves together in those who are in good, and thence in truth, and they also join themselves together in those who are in evil, and thence in falsity. With both classes, these two faculties make one mind. But it is otherwise with those who are in truth as to faith, and in evil as to life, and also with those who are in falsity as to faith, and in apparent good as to life. 7-180. Man is not allowed to divide his mind, and to sunder these two faculties from each other, that is, to understand and speak truth, and to will and do evil. For then one faculty would look upward or toward heaven, and the other downward or toward hell, and thus the man would hang between the two. But let him know that the will carries him away, and the understanding favors. From all this, it is evident how the case is with faith and with love, and how with the state of man if they are separated. 70-181. Nothing is more necessary to man than to know whether heaven be in him or hell. For in one or the other, he must live to eternity. In order that he may know this, it is necessary that he should know what good is, and what evil, for good makes heaven, and evil makes hell. The doctrine of charity teaches about both. 70-182. Love to God is said, and by this is meant love to the Lord, for there is no other God. The Father is in him, and the Holy of the Spirit is from him. Exodus 6:1. And Jehovah said unto Moses, Now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh. For by a strong hand shall he let them go, and by a strong hand shall he drive them out of his land. 2. And God spoke unto Moses, and said unto him, I am Jehovah. 3. And I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, in God Shaddai. And by my name Jehovah I was not known to them. 4. And I also set up my covenant with them, to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their sojournings, wherein they sojourned. 5. And moreover, I have heard the groaning of the sons of Israel, in that the Egyptians make them to serve, and I have remembered my covenant. 6. Wherefore say to the sons of Israel, I am Jehovah, and I will lead you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will liberate you from their service, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm, and with great judgments. 7. And I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you for God, and ye shall know that I am Jehovah your God, who leadeth you out from under the burdens of Egypt. 8. And I will bring you unto the land where I lifted up my hand to give it to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, and I will give it you for a heritage. I am Jehovah. 9. And Moses spoke thus unto the sons of Israel, and they heard not Moses for distress of spirit, and for hard service. 10. And Jehovah spoke unto Moses, saying, 11. Come, speak unto Pharaoh king of Egypt, and let him send the sons of Israel out of his land. 12. And Moses spoke before Jehovah, saying, Behold, the sons of Israel have not heard me. And how shall Pharaoh hear me, and I am uncircumcised in lips? 13. And Jehovah spoke unto Moses and unto Aaron, and gave them a command unto the sons of Israel, and unto Pharaoh king of Egypt, to lead forth the sons of Israel out of the land of Egypt. 14. These are the heads of their fathers' houses, the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, Hanok and Palu, Hezron and Carmi. These are the families of Reuben. 15. And the sons of Simeon, Jemuel and Jamin, and Ohad and Jachin and Zohar, and Shaul the son of a Canaanitish woman. These are the families of Simeon. 16. And these are the names of the sons of Levi according to their births, Gershon and Kohath and Merari. And the years of the life of Levi were 137 years. 17. The sons of Gershon, Libni and Shimei, according to their families. 18. And the sons of Kohath, Amram and Izhar and Hebron and Uzziel. And the years of the life of Kohath were 133 years. 19. And the sons of Merari, Mahli and Mushi. These are the families of Levi according to their births. 20. And Amram took Jochebed his father's sister for a woman, and she bare him Aaron and Moses. And the years of the life of Amram were 137 years. 21. And the sons of Izhar, Korah and Nepheg and Zikri. 22. And the sons of Uzziel, Mishael and Elzaphan and Sithri. 23. And Aaron took him Elisheba, the daughter of Amminadab, the sister of Noshan, for a woman. And she bare him Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar. 24. And the sons of Korah, Asir and Elkanah, and Abiasaph. These are the families of the Korahites. 25. And Eleazar, Aaron's son, took him one of the daughters of Putiel for a woman, and she bare him Phinehas. These are the heads of the fathers of the Levites according to their families. 26. This is the Aaron and Moses to whom Jehovah said, "Lead forth the sons of Israel from the land of Egypt according to their armies." 27. These are those who spoke to Pharaoh king of Egypt to lead forth the sons of Israel from Egypt. This is the Moses and Aaron. 28. And it was in the day that Jehovah spoke unto Moses in the land of Egypt. 29. And Jehovah spoke unto Moses, saying, "I am Jehovah. Speak thou unto Pharaoh king of Egypt all that I speak unto thee." 30. And Moses said before Jehovah, "Behold, I am uncircumcised in lips, and how shall Pharaoh hear me?" 7A 183. The contents. The subject treated of in the preceding chapter was that those who are of the Lord's spiritual kingdom were infested by falsities, and at last, because of these infestations, were near despair. Now they are encouraged with hope, and with the promise that they are certainly to be liberated. This is the subject treated of in the internal sense in the present chapter, and this is signified by the words which Jehovah spoke unto Moses. 7184. Afterward is described the Lord's spiritual kingdom as to faith, and as to charity, and next as to doctrine, also as to the reception of the law divine. Reuben and Simeon and their families represent the things of faith, Levi and his families those of charity, Aaron and his families the things of doctrine, and Moses those of the law divine. 7185. The internal sense. Verse 1. And Jehovah said unto Moses, "Now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh, for by a strong hand shall he let them go, and by a strong hand shall he drive them out of his land." And Jehovah said unto Moses, signifies instruction about the law divine. "Now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh," signifies manifest perception as to what shall befall those who infest. "For by a strong hand shall he let them go," signifies that with all force and power they shall flee from them. "And by a strong hand shall he drive them out of his land," signifies that with all force and power they shall make them flee from their neighborhood. 7186. And Jehovah said unto Moses, that this signifies instruction about the law divine is evident from the signification of Jehovah said, as being instruction from the divine, and from the representation of Moses as being the law divine, that Jehovah said unto Moses signifies instruction about the law divine is because at the end of the preceding chapter it was believed from the law divine that it would come to pass that those who are of the spiritual church would be immediately liberated from infestations. when yet it is according to order that the evil who infest should be removed by degrees, and that they who are of the spiritual church should be liberated by degrees. For such is the divine order, and therefore such is the law divine. For all law divine is of order, insomuch that whether we say the law divine or the law of divine order, it is the same. 2. Concerning this law, they who are of the spiritual church are now instructed, and that it is from this law that they are certain to be liberated when the time and state according to order arrives. That Moses believed from the law divine that it would come to pass that they would be immediately liberated from infestations is plain from what he said at the close of the preceding chapter, namely, "Wherefore hast thou done evil unto this people? Why is this that thou hast sent me? And liberating thou hast not liberated thy people." By which words is signified that they were too much infested by falsities, when yet the law proceeding from the divine seems to say otherwise, and that in this way they have not been released from a state of infestations. 3. That those who are of the spiritual church and who are in the lower earth would be gradually liberated from infestations, and not immediately, is because the evils and falsities that cling to them cannot otherwise be removed, and goods and truths be instilled in their place. For this is effected by many changes of state, thus successively by degrees. They who believe that man can be immediately introduced into heaven, and that this is solely of the Lord's mercy, are very much mistaken. If this were possible, all whatsoever who are in hell would be raised into heaven, for the Lord's mercy extends to all. But it is according to order that everyone carries with him his life, which he had lived in the world, and his state in the other life is according to this, and that the mercy of the Lord flows in with all, but is diversely received, and by those who are in evil, is rejected. And as in the world they have imbued themselves with evil, they also retain it in the other life. Nor is amendment possible in the other life, for the tree lies where it has fallen. From all this, it is evident that it is according to order that those who have lived in good, and with whom there are also gross and impure things which pertain to the love of the world and the love of self, cannot be associated with those who are in the heavens until these things have been removed. From all this, it is evident that liberation from infestations is effected successively by degrees. 71 and 87. Now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh. That this signifies manifest perception as to what shall befall those who infest is evident from the signification of seeing as being perception, here manifest perception, because it is said of instruction from the divine. From the signification of what I will do as being what shall befall, and from the representation of Pharaoh as being those who infest by means of injected falsities. 70-188. For by a strong hand shall he let them go. That this signifies that with all force and power they shall flee from them is evident from the signification of a strong hand as being all force and power, and from the signification of letting them go as being to flee from them. The case herein is this. When the infernals are deterred by punishments from doing evils, they at last abstain from infestation, and desire to leave those who are being infested, and to flee away. But as it is the sole delight of their life to do evil and to infest, they therefore cannot abstain unless they employ all force and power to remove themselves. For as the delight of anyone's life is of his love, it is of his life, and carries him away, nor can it be resisted unless the undelight of punishment prevails over the delight of doing evil. Hence come the punishments of the evil in the other life. 70-189. And by a strong hand shall he drive them out of his land. That this signifies that with all force and power they shall make them flee from their neighborhood is evident from the signification of a strong hand as being with all force and power, from the signification of driving them out as being to put to flight, and from the signification of their land as being their neighborhood. Hence, from their land denotes from their neighborhood. 70-190, verses 2-8. And God spoke unto Moses, and said unto him, I am Jehovah. And I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, in God Shaddai. And by my name Jehovah I was not known to them. And I also set up my covenant with them, to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their sojournings, wherein they sojourned. And moreover, I have heard the groaning of the sons of Israel, in that the Egyptians make them to serve, and I have remembered my covenant. Wherefore say to the sons of Israel, I am Jehovah, and I will lead you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will liberate you from their service, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm, and with great judgments, and I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you for God, and ye shall know that I am Jehovah your God, who leadeth you out from under the burdens of Egypt. And I will bring you unto the land where I lifted up my hand to give it to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, and I will give it you for a heritage. I am Jehovah. And God spoke unto Moses, signifies what is new, but continuous with what was before, and said unto him, I am Jehovah signifies confirmation from the divine which is irrevocable. And I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, in God Shaddai, signifies the temptations of the Lord as to the human, and the temptations of the faithful, and afterward consolations. And by my name Jehovah, I was not known to them, signifies that they of the spiritual church in a state of temptations did not think of the divine things of the church. And I also set up my covenant with them, signifies even then conjunction through the divine human of the Lord. To give them the land of Canaan signifies by means of which conjunction they would be uplifted into heaven. The land of their sojournings, wherein they sojourned, signifies where the things of faith and charity are, concerning which they have been instructed, and according to which they have lived. And moreover, I have heard the groaning of the sons of Israel, signifies their grief from the combat. In that the Egyptians make them to serve, signifies with those who are in falsities, who are endeavoring to subjugate. And I have remembered my covenant, signifies release from them, because of conjunction. Wherefore say to the sons of Israel, signifies that the law divine shall give to those who are of the Lord's spiritual kingdom to notice. I am Jehovah signifies confirmation from the divine, and I will lead you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, signifies that the Lord will release them from the infestations of those who are in falsities, and I will liberate you from their service, signifies fully from the endeavor to subjugate them, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm, signifies leading forth from hell by virtue of divine power, and with great judgments signifies according to the laws of order from the divine human of the Lord. And I will take you to me for a people, signifies that they shall be added to those in heaven who serve the Lord there. And I will be to you for God, signifies that they shall also receive the divine. And ye shall know that I am Jehovah your God, signifies and noticing then that the Lord alone is God, who leadeth you out from under the burdens of Egypt, signifies who has liberated from infestations by falsities. And I will bring you unto the land where I lifted up my hand to give it to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, signifies an uplifting by the divine power to heaven, where the divine human of the Lord is all. And I will give it you for a heritage, signifies the Lord's life there to eternity. I am Jehovah, signifies confirmation from the divine. 7191. And God spoke unto Moses, that this signifies what is new, but continuous with what was before, is evident from the fact that we often read in continuation of the text, Jehovah said, and Jehovah spoke, as also in this chapter, verse 1. Jehovah said unto Moses, in this verse, God spoke unto Moses, and similarly in verses 10, 13, 28, 29, and also in other places, which repetition signifies nothing else than something new that begins there, which, however, is to be connected with what goes before. Be it known that the word in its original tongue is devoid of stops, and therefore instead of them there were such phrases, and instead of the lesser stops or distinctions there was and, which is the reason why this occurs so frequently. Angelic speech also is continuous, with stops indeed, but such that what precedes is wonderfully connected with what follows. For angelic ideas are very full of realities, and of countless things that are unutterable, and to man, while in the world, incomprehensible. And therefore the endings of the preceding periods can be fully connected with the beginnings of the following ones. and in this way one series can be formed out of many. Astonishing and incredible to say, the form of heaven is represented in the angelic discourse, and therefore in all angelic discourse there is a harmony like that of songs, which at every stop closes in a word of one syllable, thus in a unity. And I have been told that the reason of this is that each and all things in heaven have relation to the one God as to their end. From all this also, it was evident that everything of thought and of the consequent discourse flows in through heaven from the Lord, and that from this there is such a harmony in discourse closing in a unity. 7192. And said unto him, I am Jehovah. That this signifies confirmation from the divine which is irrevocable, can be seen without explication. For nothing can be confirmed by Jehovah, that is, by the Lord, except by himself. It cannot be confirmed by heaven, because this is far beneath him, still less by anything in the world. But in order that there may be divine confirmation which is eternal and irrevocable, it must be by the divine itself. Such confirmation, namely, I am Jehovah, occurs frequently in Moses. And in the prophets we read, said Jehovah, by which likewise is meant confirmation by the divine. Confirmation by the divine is also made by the divine human, thus also by himself in Isaiah. God swear by his right hand and by the arm of his strength. 7193. And I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob in God Shaddai. That this signifies the temptations of the Lord as to the human, and the temptations of the faithful, and afterward consolations, is evident from the signification of appearing, or being seen, when said of Jehovah, as being perception from the divine, and from the representation of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, as being the Lord as to the divine itself, and as to the divine human. But here, as Jehovah speaks and says that he appeared to them, the Lord is signified as to the human, that is, the human before it was made divine. By Abraham is signified the celestial in this human, by Isaac, the spiritual, and by Jacob, the natural. Two, that the Lord as to the human is here meant by these, not as to the divine itself, nor as to the divine human, is because the subject is temptations, and the Lord as to the human before it was made divine could be tempted, but not as to the divine human, and still less as to the divine itself, for the divine is beyond all temptations. The infernals who tempt cannot approach even the celestial angels, for when they approach them, they are seized with horror and anguish, and become as if half dead. And as they cannot approach the celestial angels, and this by reason of the divine with them, much less can they approach the divine which is infinitely above the angelic. From all this, it can be seen that the Lord assumed an infirm human from the mother in order that he might be tempted, and by temptations reduce into order all things in heaven and in hell, and then at the same time glorify his human, that is, make it divine. 3. It is said, afterward consolations, because it is from divine order that comfortings follow the pains of temptations, just as morning and dawn follow evening and night. There is also a correspondence between them, for there are alternations of states in the other life, as there are of the seasons in the world, states of temptations and of infestations, and also states of desolations, are in the other life evening and night, and states of consolations and festivities are morning and dawn, that by the same words, namely, I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob in God Shaddai, are also signified the temptations of the faithful, and afterward consolations, is because the regeneration of man, which is effected by means of temptations, is an image of the glorification of the Lord. Therefore the things in the Word which are understood of the Lord in the supreme sense are understood of the faithful in the relative internal sense. 7194. And by my name Jehovah I was not known to them. That this signifies that they of the spiritual church in a state of temptations did not think of the divine things of the church is evident from the signification of the name Jehovah, as being everything in one complex by which God is worshipped, thus everything divine in the church. By the name Jehovah is properly meant the divine human of the Lord, and because by this and from it proceeds everything of faith and everything of love, which are the divine things in the Church. This is, in one complex, everything of divine worship. And from the signification of not being known, as being not to be known, or not to be thought of, that is to say, the divine things of the Church in the state of temptations, which are signified by God Shaddai, and therefore it is said that he was known to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but not by his name Jehovah. This is the internal sense of these words, but the external or historic sense is different. And from this latter sense, it is evident that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob did not worship Jehovah, but God Shaddai, and that Abraham knew not Jehovah, but that Jehovah is named in the historicals concerning Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, is because that word was written by Moses, to whom the name Jehovah was made known. And in these historicals, Jehovah is named for the sake of the internal sense. For everywhere in the word Jehovah is named when the subject treated of is the good of love, whereas God is named when it is the truth of faith. 7195. And I have also set up my covenant with them. That this signifies even then conjunction through the divine human is evident from the signification of covenant as being conjunction, and from the representation of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who here are those with whom is the covenant, as being the divine human of the Lord. From all this, it is evident what is the internal sense of these words, the proximate, that the union of the divine itself is with the divine human, and from this the sense which follows that there is a conjunction through the divine human of the divine itself with those who are of the spiritual Church. For as sometimes previously shown, they who were of the spiritual Church were saved through the divine human of the Lord. It is said, even then, in order that this may be joined with what immediately precedes, namely, that there was conjunction then, when in a state of temptations they did not think about the divine things in the Church. For the Lord is more present in a state of temptations than out of this state, although it appears otherwise. 7196. To give them the land of Canaan. That this signifies by means of which conjunction they would be uplifted into heaven is evident from the signification of the land of Canaan as being the Lord's kingdom in the heavens and as being the Church. That to be uplifted into heaven is signified by giving that land is plain, for they to whom heaven is given are lifted up. 7197. The land of their sojournings, wherein they sojourned. That this signifies where the things of faith and charity are, about which they have been instructed, and according to which they have lived, is evident from the signification of land, as being the Lord's kingdom in the heavens and on earth. Thus also the things of the Lord's kingdom, which, it is known, are faith and charity, and therefore these also are signified by the land of Canaan, where the subject treated of is the instruction and life which are signified by sojourning, and from the signification of sojourning as being instruction and life. From this, it is evident that by the land of their sojournings wherein they sojourned is signified where the things of faith and charity are, about which they have been instructed and according to which they have lived. The case herein is this. In the other life, heaven is given to everyone in accordance with the things of faith and charity in him, for charity and faith make heaven with everyone. But when it is said that charity and faith make heaven, there is meant the life of charity and faith. But note well that the life which has heaven in it is a life according to the truths and goods of faith about which the man has been instructed. Unless these are the rules and principles of his life, in vain does he look for heaven, no matter how he has lived. For without these truths and goods a man is like a reed which is shaken by every wind. For he is bent by evils equally as by goods, because he has nothing of truth and good made firm within him, whereby he may be kept by the angels in truths and goods, and be withdrawn from the falsities and evils which the infernals are continually injecting. In a word, the life of Christian good is what makes heaven, not a life of natural good. 7198. And moreover, I have heard the groaning of the sons of Israel, that this signifies their grief from the combat, is evident from the signification of groaning, as being grief from combat, and from the representation of the sons of Israel as being those of the spiritual church who are infested by falsities and are thence in combat. 17:99. Because the Egyptians make them to serve, that this signifies with those who are in falsities, who are endeavoring to subjugate, is evident from the signification of the Egyptians as being those who are in falsities, and from the signification of making to serve as being to endeavor to subjugate. 7200. And I have remembered my covenant. That this signifies that there was release from them because of conjunction is evident from the signification of remembering the covenant, namely, with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them the land of Canaan, as being liberation or release from the infestations signified by the servitudes in Egypt, and an uplifting to heaven, and from the signification of covenant as being conjunction. It is said that because of the conjunction, they were to be liberated and uplifted into heaven. For conjunction with the Lord is effected through faith and love, because the truths of faith and the goods of love proceed from the Lord, and the things which proceed from him are his, insomuch that they are himself. And therefore they who receive these things are conjoined with him, and they who are conjoined with him cannot but be uplifted to him, that is, into heaven. 17:201. Wherefore say to the sons of Israel, that this signifies that the law divine shall give to those who are of the Lord's spiritual kingdom to notice, is evident from the representation of Moses, to whom it is said that he should say to the sons of Israel, as being the law divine, from the signification of saying, as being to notice, here to give to notice, because it is said of the law divine that it should say, and from the representation of the sons of Israel, as being those who are of the Lord's spiritual kingdom, 17:202. I am Jehovah. That this signifies confirmation from the divine is evident from what was said above. 17:203. And I will lead you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. That this signifies that the Lord will release them from the infestations of those who are in falsities is evident from the signification of leading out as being to release, from the signification of burdens as being infestations by falsities, thus combats, and from the signification of the Egyptians as being those who infest by means of injected falsities. 17:204. And I will liberate you from their service. That this signifies fully from the endeavor to subjugate is evident from the signification of service as being an endeavor to subjugate. 17:205. And I will redeem you with a stretched out arm. That this signifies leading forth from hell by virtue of divine power is evident from the signification of redeeming as being to bring forth from hell, and from the signification of a stretched out arm as being divine power. Arm denotes power, but that a stretched out arm denotes omnipotence or divine power is because when an arm appears stretched out in the heavens, there is represented power from the divine, and when not stretched out, but bent, there is represented power in a general sense. Hence, then it is that in the word, divine power is very often expressed by a stretched out arm and by a strong hand, as in these passages, I have made the earth, the man, and the beast that are upon the faces of the earth by my great power and by my stretched out arm. Ah, Lord Jehovah, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and by thy stretched out arm. No word is too wonderful for thee. And thou hast led forth thy people Israel out of the land of Egypt by signs and miracles and by a strong hand and by a stretched out arm. I will lead you out from the peoples, and will gather you out of the lands wherein ye are scattered, by a strong hand, and by a stretched out arm. He led forth Israel from the midst of the Egyptians by a strong hand, and a stretched out arm. 17:206. And with great judgments. That this signifies according to the laws of order from the divine human of the Lord, is evident from the signification of judgments, as being truths, and in the supreme sense, where it is said of the Lord, as being truths divine, which truths are nothing but the laws of order from the divine human of the Lord, for all order is from him, thus all the laws of order. The whole heaven, consequently also the universe, is in accordance with these laws. The laws of order, or the truths which proceed from the Lord, in accordance with which is the whole heaven, and the universe, are what are called the word by which all things were made. For the word denotes divine truth proceeding from the divine good of the divine human of the Lord, and hence it is that all things in the spiritual world and also in the natural world have relation to truth, as can be seen by him who reflects. 2. By great judgments, in the proximate sense, are here meant the truths according to which they shall be judged who have infested by means of injected falsities, and who are signified by the Egyptians and by Pharaoh. And there are also meant the truths according to which they shall be judged who will be released from the infestations, and who are signified by the sons of Israel. By these judgments they are condemned who are in falsities from evil, and by these judgments they are saved who are in truths from good. Not that the truths which proceed from the Lord condemn anyone, for all the truths which proceed from the Lord are from his divine good, thus are nothing but mercies. But as men do not receive the mercy of the Lord, they expose themselves to condemnation, because they are then in evils, and evils condemn. Neither do the truths which proceed from the Lord save, if the man believes that he is saved by virtue of the truths of faith with him, and not by virtue of mercy. For man is in evils, and from himself is in hell. But by virtue of the mercy of the Lord he is withheld from evil and kept in good, and this by a strong force. That by judgments both are signified, namely, the condemnation of the evil and the salvation of the good, is plain from those passages in the Word where the last judgment is treated of, as in Matt 25:31-45 and elsewhere, 17:207, and I will take you to me for a people. That this signifies that they shall be added to those in heaven who serve the Lord there, is evident from the signification of taking for a people, when said by Jehovah or the Lord, as being to receive among those who are in heaven. For they who are in heaven are called the people of the Lord, and the same also when they are in the world, because as to their souls they are then also in heaven. That by these words is signified that they who are of the spiritual church shall be added to those in heaven who there serve the Lord, is because before the Lord's coming they had been detained in the lower earth, and were uplifted into heaven when the Lord rose again, and were then added to those who serve the Lord. 17:208, and I will be to you for God. That this signifies that they shall also receive the divine, is evident from the signification of being to them for God, when this is said by Jehovah or the Lord, as being to receive the divine. For to all those who are in heaven, it is given to receive the divine, that is, divine good and truth, thus wisdom and intelligence, consequently the happiness of a life from uses, which are the exercises of charity. These things are signified by, I will be to you for God. 17:209, and ye shall know that I am Jehovah your God. That this signifies in noticing then that the Lord alone is God, is evident from the signification of knowing, as being to notice. That I am Jehovah your God denotes that the Lord alone is God, is because by Jehovah in the word no other is meant than the Lord, and also because in heaven they know and perceive that the Lord is the Lord of heaven, and thus is the Lord of the universe, as he himself says in Matthew that he has all power in the heavens and on earth, and that Jehovah does not give his glory to any other than himself, also that he is one with the Father, and that the Holy Spirit is the Holy which proceeds from him, thus that the Lord is the only God. 17:210, who bringeth you out from under the burdens of Egypt. That this signifies who is liberated from infestations by falsities, is evident from what was said above. Where are the like words? 17:211. And I will bring you unto the land where I lifted up my hand to give it to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. That this signifies an uplifting by the divine power to heaven, where the divine human of the Lord is all, is evident from the signification of bringing to the land, namely, to Canaan, as being to uplift to heaven, from the signification of lifting up the hand, when said of Jehovah or the Lord, as being by divine power, and from the representation of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, as being the Lord as to the divine itself, and as to the divine human. Hear the Lord as to the divine human, because this is the all in heaven. The reason why the divine human is the all in heaven is that no one there, not even an angel of the inmost or third heaven, can have any idea about the divine itself, according to the Lord's words in John. No one hath ever seen God. Ye have neither heard the voice of the Father at any time, nor seen his shape. For the angels are finite, and what is finite cannot have an idea of the infinite. And therefore, unless in heaven they had in respect to God the idea of a human shape, they would have no idea, or an unbecoming one, and thus they could not be conjoined with the divine either by faith or by love. And this being the case, in heaven they perceive the divine in a human form, whence it is that the divine human in the heavens is the all in their regards, and hence is the all in their faith and love. Whence comes the conjunction through which is salvation, 7212, and I will give it you for an inheritance. That this signifies the Lord's life there to eternity is evident from the signification of inheritance when predicated of heaven as being the Lord's life, and because everything given as an inheritance is the perpetual, and in heaven the eternal, possession of him to whom it is given, because there they live to eternity, the Lord's life there to eternity is signified. That the Lord's life is in heaven, consequently that those who are there are in his life, is because they are in the truth and good which proceed from the Lord, and the good which is in the truth is the Lord himself, and the truth in which is the good is the life from the Lord from which all live. From all this, it is evident that they who are in good, and thence in truth, as are all in the heavens, are in the Lord's life. 7:2-13, I am Jehovah. That this signifies confirmation from the divine is evident from what was said above.